The following program is brought to you by Chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide puts answers to your questions in one simple place. www.chemotherapy.com.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com, your complete chemotherapy guide.
For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson. Last month, we asked visitors to discoveryhealth.com to call us with their stories of cancer survival. And throughout May, we are now bringing you those stories. This week, we hear from Stacy and Dee.
My cancer survival story is surviving after losing a parent and having yet another one sick. I am the oldest of three daughters, and my father was sick with first colorectal cancer, and then it metastasized to his liver and then eventually killed him when it made it to his stomach. He survived cancer treatments for about 6 years and died when I was 19, and my sisters are about 3 years younger than me and 6 years younger than me. So we lost him very, very young. My parents were separated at the time, and actually just about last fall found out that my mother was infected as well with colorectal cancer, and the last year has been on treatment for chemo and radiation. Surviving as the children of two parents who've one of which has succumbed to the disease and the other which is fighting it, has been the biggest test of faith and commitment to a cure and also to our own health. We've also in our family, unfortunately, have had several who have died from cancer, all on my paternal father's side. Probably over six now that I can think of it. And their stories are similar. My cousins have lost their family, their father, their mothers, my dad's sister. And it's one of those things where you have to realize that with all the loss, there is a great understanding that there can be a cure someday and that people won't have to grow up without their parents. And that cancer is preventable in the sense that we all need to be aware and hear these stories. And I think that Discovery Channel taking the time to realize that there are a lot of people out there that aren't wearing ribbons necessarily or fighting the disease through treatment are survivors as well. Thanks for that opportunity.
Hello, my name is Dee. I'm known as Mama Dee to 155 boys on a private college in Temple Terrace, Florida. My cancer story is not unusual from any other. The only thing that makes my story, I think, special is that while I am the dorm parent along with my husband for these boys, I was worried when chemotherapy started and I would start losing my hair. The chemo did start, but before it did, one evening when I announced to the boys that I had cancer and that I had had a mastectomy the summer before and had had several interesting complications from that I would begin chemotherapy. One by one, the boys came in. I didn't notice anything special. They come into our apartment every night until all of a sudden they started singing to me. They sang, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine." And with that, one by one, over 80 boys removed their heads and they had all completely shaved their heads to support me. Tears ran down my feet, my eyes, as I remember and think about this. So when it came time for me to lose my hair and get a wig, I was very comfortable being around the boys. In fact, one of the ladies from our church came up to me and said, "I thought you were going to lose your hair with chemo." I told her that I had been wearing a wig for over a month. Is a wonderful experience for you to know that even though you are going through a difficult time in your life, humor and the support of others will always be with you. Yes, I did have cancer. It happened the summer that my father died over 3 years ago. But as sad as that was, and as sad as having cancer can be, the support that you have from your friends and loved ones will help you beyond measure. I also had several bouts with a staph infection, and I was in and out of the hospital 5 times during the year. However, with the support of others and friends, my friends that were my nurses, the support of my husband and family, I feel like I have conquered this and suggest anyone to keep a sense of humor and tell everyone and be upfront. Thank you for listening to my story. It is very special to me, and I hope that you will find some comfort in it too.